Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world, then change the channel because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the street.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. It's a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. That's how we win. You've heard me say this a good billion times. That's how we win. When you get involved, when you get engaged, when you have a clue as to what's going on, right? You make a big difference. Whole difference. And we do. We want you to make a difference. I want you to push back. I want you to be able to discuss these things with your, friends and loved ones. But you can friends, loved ones, unloved ones, whatever. It doesn't make a difference to me. However you feel like approaching them, I don't care. But we got to start pushing back. We have to make a difference. Really that simple. 855-REAL-JOE, 855, if you want to get involved, 855-732-5563, get involved, get engaged, and truly make a difference. All right, look at also, head over to, you got what, 6 weeks, 5 weeks, whatever, we're getting close, how's that? All right, before Christmas. And you really need to look at this and decide, do you want to, if you're going to jump in all the commercial hype of Christmas, well, so be it. But if you're going to do that, why not support somebody who supports you? Right? Why not spend your bucks on people and at places where people support you, where they're going to go ahead and fight for the same things you want them to fight for? Right? Anyway, I mean, that go to MyPillow.com. MyPillow.com. Use promo code Joe. Got all kinds of gifts there for your kids, your little kids, your grandchildren, your regular children, depending on how old you are, but your grandchildren. And truly, I mean, truly support somebody who's going to go help fund and help work at the things that you're on board with, that you want to see funded, that you want to see get help, and you get something back, right? So if you're into pillows, pillowcases, sheets, blankets, towels. I mean, I could just go there. MyPillow.com, promo code Joe. You get 30 to 70% off depending on what you buy, what you're doing. You watch what happens. All right. I'm giddy like a high school boy that finally got the girl he wants to go out with, go on a date with him. You know why? Because the notices are going up all over the place. Bruce Springsteen announced that he's going to leave the United States if Donald Trump is elected president. If I was them, I'd start packing now. Barbara Streisand. All of them. Go down the list, a bunch of them. But, you know, we know this, right? I mean, I got excited for like a split second. They're all liars anyway. We know this already. They said the same thing. Right? Before. And there's so many of them. Remember all that Me Too movement? right? They were going to help, but all the women that had been exploited, none of them did. None of them stepped up to help out. Right? Anyhow, it's just amazing to me. So let them go. Encourage them. Don't slow them down. You know, some of you get all into these celebrities. I think I told you before. I did those articles around celebrities and how the these people that are like celebrity hounds, where they love, where they truly like lay out their lives around celebrities. They're sick people. There's now mental health proof that they're sick people. It's really that simple. And I don't know, I'll talk a little bit to Sonya about it when she comes on. You heard the January 6th tapes have been released. A lot of them. A promise being kept. You know, Kevin McCarthy never kept that promise. I don't want to hear about how he gave him to Tucker and, you know, then the crap hit the fan. Chuck Schumer got all upset. There was pressure put on Fox. Blow that off. Tell him to go pound sand. I've been watching bits and pieces of the tapes all day long and thinking to myself, my God, how could any of these people be in jail? They were let in by the cops. The doors weren't being, you watch these videos, the windows weren't being smashed, the doors weren't being knocked down, the guards were walking over, the Capitol Police were walking over, opening the doors, ushering them in, pointing to things. I saw one man in particular be pulled into a side room, and because there was a video camera in there, watched him get uncuffed. And then there was a fist bump afterward, like, yeah, we did what we're supposed to do. It's looking to be more and more, and more and more and more, and more and more and more, like a total setup. Right? Try to scare you. This is what I'm saying, guys. They're trying to scare you. They have been for years. They've come after me and Tammy and with the little guys on several occasions. And like I said, we're the little guys. The bigger guys have the money to fight back. They have the ability to fight back. Myself and a few others that I know of didn't fight back because we don't have the resources. And some of us fought back even without the resources. It's not easy. You have to be willing to do the same thing. Are you? I am in my own local community. There was an event at the school board the other night. And we'll talk more about this with Sonya. Because this is something you need to hear, and you need to make a decision. If you're going to sit on the couch after complaining, don't bother us. Lose my number. Stop talking to conservative friends. Move along. Joe and Senior Host, be back in a little bit.
Talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Stop spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
I love that character a lot in space. I really do. Because you know what? I'm not going to tell you why. They already got enough they want to beat me up on. I won't tell you why that anyhow. Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Let me bring her on because I know you're waiting for her anyhow. I'm just like, what am I? I'm like the fringe on the tree. You know, those little sparkly things they throw on the tree? That's me. You're the actual beauty of the tree, you know, with the bulbs and the lights and the whole nine yards. You know what I'm saying? I'm just there for the window dressing.
Nobody uses that tinsel anymore, I don't think.
Really?
I shouldn't say that, because you might have listeners who do, but that's like so 70s.
Ooh, ouch. Thanks.
No tinsel.
Anybody know where I left my walker? Hello? So
gravy.
I thought, you know, that was like the thing you did with the kids, right?
That was the thing. Just spray on
them. Right. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Although, I used to always yell at the kids because they would just take a handful and throw it like a softball at the tree.
And, right. Yeah. It'd be in one spot. Right.
Yeah.
Spread it out. Spread out. Who used to say, oh, the Three Stooges, spread out.
Yeah. Yeah. Now get it and put it up there the right way.
Although, yeah, today, I think, it sounds like a lot of fun decorating a tree with you, Joe. That's the Christmas spirit.
There you go.
No, I actually, you're going to yell at me?
No, I'm not.
Because you've been talking about
that's
how...
That's how we get off the air, but go ahead.
Okay. How quickly we start doing Christmas and it's all commercial and this and that. So my grandson and I, because I needed his help, we went to go get the Christmas tree today, but the lot wasn't open yet. When do they open? Is it after Thanksgiving?
Yes.
Or will it be open Sunday or Saturday?
I don't run one of them. I don't know, but it's usually right after Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. Who puts up their tree before Thanksgiving?
Well, I do because I've got all my grand munchkins, and we're going to decorate the tree on Tuesday. So I need a tree before Tuesday.
How many you got coming, and they're going to be there Tuesday morning?
Yeah.
Okay.
I need a tree. I got a little tree that I can put on my, a little tree. I'm not doing big trees anymore.
As a single man, I used to only do a 3-foot tree every year because I came to the conclusion that the kids could care less what the tree looked like. They just cared what was under it.
What was under it? No, I've always done a humongous tree. I used to have one downstairs, one upstairs. It was a big, I love decorating. I'm a decorator. But no, I did a 3-foot, a nice, hefty, good tree. I mean, it filled up my window. I put it on the coffee table, filled up the window. But it was very easy to take outside with the lights on it, throw it in the trash when I was done. Totally over it.
I enjoyed my tree because I am not afraid to admit it. It was one of those that you fold up and put back in the box, and then next year you take it back out. And
I have
unfold
two
it,
of
and
those.
The bulbs are on there, the lights are on there, and everything's on there already. It's like, yes,
I have
we're
two
done.
Of those. Yeah,
okay.
I have two of those now.
Yeah.
We're getting a little tiny tree. But I went today, and there was nothing. I was thinking about you going, oh, why are you getting it now? Because I have a kid to help me. That's why. That's what kids are for.
Look, she's getting all snippety on me here.
I'm in that mood. I still haven't slept.
Yeah.
I still
haven't. You look pretty good because we hadn't slept.
Woo, I'm a sleepy black woman.
I tell
you. Sleepy, angry.
There you go. Diary of a Mad Black Woman, Part 2.
Yeah. Diary of a Mad Sleepy Black Woman.
Sleepy.
I haven't seen that movie, to be honest.
Really? Well, what's wrong with you? Although, you know what? I got to say something. You and I say this all the time to each other. It could have been Diary of a Mad Italian Woman. I mean, seriously.
Oh, yes. Oh,
just
oh,
as animated.
Yeah, we're all kind of the same. As much as the left would like to have us completely different, totally divided.
Oh, please, yeah.
There are so many similarities. Listen, if you've had a child, you'd all turn into the, you know, pretty much turn into that same woman where you could take your shoe off, throw it across the room, hit your kid, and it boomerangs back. You put it back on your
foot.
You
put it right back on your foot and keep walking. Yep.
Keep on walking. Mm-hmm. All in one heartbeat. And keep stirring the sauce.
Yep. So let me, my grandmother had the wooden spoon, right? She could spin around and hit you right in the head with it. Like, we don't talk like that in this house. Spin back around and keep stirring the sauce. And you're like, whoa,
I used to have a wooden spoon in my purse. I go someplace with my kids. I go, do we need to go to the car?
Ooh. and no, I'm not reaching for the keys.
No, we don't. they think we're abusive. We're going to get arrested.
Head right in the supermarket because in those days it was like.
Yep. Don't be stupid.
Yeah, exactly. You know, get control of that kid, right?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, now they look at you, the parents look at you and go, he's just having a moment. He's upset because I won't give him the third candy bar, but he'll work
through it. Before I had kids, I think I was one of those who, was like, oh, you can't. Oh, you're so terrible. Now, after I had kids, I was like, give them one for me.
Yeah, I know, right? It's like, you know, don't you feel bad? No, I don't feel bad at all. Sorry, but.
I want to have, You know, and that's, oh, God. We have kids today that are chopping their personal parts off because they're so crazy. If they had a parent who would smack them upside the head in the grocery store, if they had a parent that cared that much, and I'm not saying those parents don't care. They've been sold a bill of goods. They've been lied to. They've been frightened into allowing their children to mutilate themselves. But we didn't see that in our day now, did we?
You know, I was listening to a speaker earlier who was talking about, because they're always talking about love. You love your kids, you this, you love your kids, you that. Well, you know, if you love your kids, you tell them the truth.
Yeah.
If you love your kids, you really tell them when you don't think things are right for them, that you're not in agreement with them, that you don't think they should be doing something, as well as encouraging them when you see them, you know, doing something. Like, I can't tell you how many times, one or two of my kids would say, I'm thinking about doing this, or I'm going to go to school for this. And I'd look at them and go, you're out of your mind. You would be no good at that. You don't have the patience for it. You never have to do A, B, and C. But I'll tell you what. It was like, but if you really feel like deep in your heart you want to do it, then do it. Ignore me.
Right.
And I will tell you, those two didn't do it, and frankly, they're very happy they didn't.
Turned
do
out well,
you know?
Yeah.
My oldest daughter wants to be a defense attorney. I'm like, It's only because you like arguing, but you don't like all the paperwork that it's going to take.
I was going to say, my lawyer friends tell me I would be great at being a lawyer, and I don't think so. But also, I know so because I would take that work home with me. I don't know how to let go of people. Yep. No. Even in my personal life, I ruminate. And that's one of the reasons I don't sleep, is I can see the stuff that's going on in the world, and
you,
I can't
and you watch
I can't shut it off.
Court things for hours.
Oh, I do. I do. I do. And I watch those things about dating, like women, they meet guys and then they turn out to be serial killers. So now I think all guys are serial killers.
Now you want to date, but you really don't want to date.
I don't know, I'm too scared.
So you watch court cases where women who did that actually got killed. And
yeah.
No wonder you can't sleep.
I know. It's
a big
problem. It's a big problem. But what's going on in the world is, I watched a really,
We got to go for a break, okay?
Okay.
Make a few bucks. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
If you must.
Sonja and Joe will be back in a minute.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S.
USA News update. There's an online petition urging Senators Mitt Romney of Utah and Joe Manchin of West Virginia to form a bipartisan presidential ticket. The draft Romney-Manchin committee initiated the petition, emphasizing the need for leaders who can bridge political extremes. President Biden sat down with the president of Mexico during a bilateral meeting Friday in San Francisco.
Nothing is beyond our reach, in my view. I really mean it. When Mexico and the United States stand together and work together, as we've been doing.
President Biden said that the two nations are working together to tackle long-standing migration issues and combat the trafficking of fentanyl. The Thanksgiving travel season kicked off Friday, and it is anticipated to be one of the busiest in history. AAA projecting that over 55 million Americans will travel 50 miles or more for Thanksgiving this year, marking a slightly over 2% increase from last year. John Schaefer, USA News.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
That's my favorite word. Jackwagon. Alex, I'll take jackwagon through 600. Seriously, I mean, it doesn't sound really, really, really bad, but you know what it means. That's why I love it so much. Anyway, Sonia Schmidt joins me. She does every week as my co-host on the show. And, yes, I love it, Sonia. I love getting in those topics that just makes people squirm. They kind of like, they look like they're having an epileptic fit in the front seat of their car, you know, when they hear us talk about certain things. I'm good with that, though.
Good for them. They need to be shaken a little bit. They need to be triggered.
Ooh.
Bless their little hearts. They're triggered by, you know, by the littlest things. I would love to hear that guy that was in your soundbite just then. He should be a counselor in every school.
That would be the counselor I would have to go to if I needed
that one. Would be great.
Right?
And think of how much better off these kids would be nowadays if that were their teacher or their counselor.
Yeah. So there's a dangerous thing. It's been happening for a long time. But it's coming to a head, and I started to talk about our area the other day where we had a board meeting, local school board meeting, and where we were talking about they call it outing policies, or some people call it parental notification, and we were looking at what's going on today, and along with that, we're looking at some of the things that don't get reported, some of the things that parents need to know about that they think they're getting information on. So we put it forward. I was one of the guys that pushed for it to be community-wide so the community could come in and tell us what they wanted or why they felt they needed something different. And what the biggest part I got out of the meeting, frankly, and I took notes copiously. I had like 3 pages, 4 pages of notes. And parents are bad. Parents are demonized. That the kids are smarter than the parents. They know what's best for them. And but the rhetoric, the common theme that kept coming back, parents were bad, parents are terrible, parents are demonic, and God bless, there are a lot of great teachers out there, don't get me wrong, you and I both know that. There's a lot of great teachers who I would trust to kind of help set my kid in the right direction, but every one of the ones that I know would say, you really need to get your parents involved. That would be their conversation. But the parents were, I mean, the the teachers were made to be gods. It was made out that the teachers could be trusted more than the parents could. That's wrong. That is so wrong and so bad overall, because I'm stuck with that child that you screwed up in school for the next maybe 20 or 30 years of their life.
We're all stuck with them. That's our future.
That's true.
You know that children are our future.
Yeah, I remember the commercial.
The song, right.
Yeah, right?
No, listen, it's so sad, but it's a mantra of the left. They can't help but feel themselves. They believe in government. They also need school teacher union money to keep them alive. But they really believe that what they're doing is right. And we've talked about this before. I bet you didn't hear the word education come up much at that meeting. It was all about social causes and social justice and sexuality and this and that and the other. They want to totally ruin our children, and this is going to be our future. They want our children to be disturbed. There's something I call the left the party of party of death for a reason. They will depress our children to no end. Then they can promote more government programs to quote unquote help them when they're suicidal, when they're depressed, when God forbid they get these genital mutilations and it doesn't make them happy-go-lucky as they thought they would be. Now they've got even more programs to open up. But yeah, all you got to do is go on the socialist website, the Marxist website for a second. Their goal, one of the top goals, the way they can destroy this country and what we believe in and just goodness in general, is to pull the family apart. Take religion away.
Yep.
Pull the family apart. So the agenda of what they're talking about, and they can virtue signal all they want, but the outcome of that is going to be that they pull the family apart and they remove God from the atmosphere, from schools, from children, even the opportunity for them to seek God in school. And kids are not going to be better off.
Or even use the name. But the other problem, though, is like I heard it that night. And anytime you say something, whether it be truth or not, you know, I brought up, and so did others, brought up some of the professionals, the real professionals about, transgenderism being, what they call it, gender dysphoria, right? And not just that, but some other stuff. And they poo-pooed it, and they laughed at it, and they booed it. And you're going, I want to look at them and go, so, all right, so what you're saying is science is based on feeling, and if you feel science is right, then science is right. If you don't think science is right, then science is wrong. You are the truthsayers, the confused truthsayers.
Okay. How do you battle demonic spirits with facts? I don't think you can.
It's never the battle that says, okay, I'm going to show them. I don't do it that way.
Right.
Okay? Mine is, you know that once that truth is in your head, it's rolled around in your head, it drives you nuts. So I'm the one that sits there and goes, okay, let me see if I understand this. If all the skin is burnt off your body in a fire, right, you got nothing left but muscle and whatever. Mm-hmm. And the only way they could tell whether you were male, female, or 78 of the other whatevers is by looking at your bone structure, your muscle structure. Guess what? Even your DNA, you are male or female. You can believe and think and want to be whatever you want to be, but this is it.
That's hate speech.
It drives them nuts. How do you push back on that? How do you say, no, that's not true?
By accusing you of hate speech and wanting to kill children. The left has not had to think forever. So they don't have to combat your facts, Joe.
Yep.
And they are possessed by something that they're not even aware of. Some of them may, but I think many of them honestly think that they are on the virtuous side of these arguments.
Well, I believe that. I truly believe that a lot of them really believe that this is truth, and they're educating
us.
You know?
So it's like arguing. You were saying, they were saying children know best. children are, you know, parents are bad, this and that and the other. That is exactly how this country wound up, has wound up in the situation that it is now. I've always said it's like what we're experiencing is like letting children run your house. And if parents are bad and children know best, then what we're looking at as a country is an example of what happens when you do that. And everything is stupid. Everything is wrong. Everything is upside down. Everything is totally unhealthy. So they're promoting more of the same. Children know best. As a minor, what their sexuality, they don't take any responsibility of pushing this down their throats, of confusing children. And what's so detrimental about removing parents, their assumption is that all parents are bad. It's the same excuse they use for putting sex ed in the schools to the degree they have. They said, well, parents won't talk to their kids about this, so we need to do it. And we bought it. We allowed them to do it. But then again, we didn't know.
Somebody, because I sat there and said, you don't have a right. I don't want my 11-year-old daughter to know about all the sexual situations, positions, and
pleasures. But that's not what they said they were going to teach them, remember?
Yeah. Well, yeah.
They said it was all going to be about it.
God gave you.
Well, and then they won't let you come into the classroom. We really do have to be more proactive, especially because you see the nature of the beast now.
Yep.
The scales, if they ain't off by now, you better get a screwdriver.
But you know as well as I do, you've dealt with them. There's parents out there who don't want to know. They want to live in unicorn land. You know, so that way they don't really have to deal with much of anything.
Those, and there are also those who don't want to appear to be mean or not progressive, and they don't want to have the fight with their relatives next week or Thanksgiving dinner.
Like
they would rather sacrifice their children. Listen, there's a whole group of people who will sacrifice their children out of stupidity. They don't have God either. We're acting like these parents have God.
Well, they think they do. I love when they come up here. Jesus would be, you couldn't find Jesus if he was standing next to you waving.
I know.
You, okay?
I know, with a sign on, like at the airport. I'm Jesus. No, they
don't. Oh.
Yeah.
I hear the music. You have to wait. We'll come back. Maybe we'll talk about some of the wonderful stuff Jesus talked about. Be back in a minute, people. Don't go far. A lot more fun.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart, but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our court.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
And in that movie. Moonstruck. You guys have got to get it. That could have been my cousin's kitchen on a Saturday morning, because I had no sisters. But, you know, really, seriously, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. That's right. Sonya Smith joins us, as she does every week, as my co-host. Always love it when she's on with me. You know, Sonya, you were talking about, you know, these squishy parents, number one. Number two, squishy Christians who really don't know what the word says. You always hear... I'm going to throw this by you, and then you can comment. But you always hear people, you know, some of our squishier Christian friends say, you know, you got to listen to your heart. You have to be true to yourself. You have to trust your gut. Feel good about who you are. I feel like Stuart Smalley all of a sudden. Feel good about who you are. Happiness is what matters. This is your favorite. Just be a good person, right?
Good person.
But what Jesus actually said, right? If anyone will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me.
Oof.
That's a hard one. I mean, it's not really that hard, but you know what I'm saying.
No. You know what? It's not that it's not hard. it gives you some guardrails. It gives you some guidelines. You know, we do have an instruction book on how to live. So whenever these people are talking about how our listen, children...
Yeah, you already lost because I'm a man. Remember, we don't read instruction books.
That's right.
We yell back to our wives and go, does,
no
does this look
maps.
Right to you? Am I missing something here? And your wife
you don't even,
go,
you're like, I know where I'm not lost.
Hey, soap, the legs go on the bottom. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Yeah, we're so stereotypical. I'm sure the left is like, oh, they are just so stereotypical and all their roles are gender jokes.
Oh, yeah, that's right, too. I had forgotten about that. You're right.
But it's true. But... you know, we're supposed to guard our heart. I had this conversation with a Christian last week. I mean, and she was saying, well, if it wasn't in my heart, then, you know, God must have put it in my heart. I'm like, honey, God, if you're trying to, don't bring God into what you want to do. Because he told you what to do, and even though you know it's not what you're supposed to be doing, don't throw this back on God, because when it goes wrong, then you're going to be running to him going, why didn't you tell me? But he told you. But we think that, and that's a big problem with the left,
yeah.
I believe, is that they believe if they feel it.
But it felt so right.
But also, since they don't have God in their lives... I think that they are doing a right thing towards these kids. So they're not stopping and going, is this the right thing spiritually? Is this something that I'm coming up with? But, you know, they're not looking at the long term because they're looking for any way to feel good about themselves.
They got the McDonald's mentality. I want to feel good about it now. I want it now.
Now.
Order it now.
Yeah.
I can smell the hamburger. I want it now, so I'm going to get it now.
Yeah. And other whoever else who's in my way be damned, you know? It's like, how do you sign up for a party that's insistent that you kill babies in the womb and out of the womb? So,
well,
I talked about this last night.
I talked about the fact that they have gone, think about this, in the 70s, from a blob of cells, you're not hurting anything, right? Kill it or get rid of it before it grows into a human, to now they openly admit it's a human. They openly admit it will be a baby, but now they say, but the mother has a right to decide. And I actually, last night, I got some people mad because I said, you cannot possibly call somebody a mother who does that. Okay,
I
said,
man,
but the woman gets
right.
to decide, like God, whether that baby lives or dies. That doesn't
right.
sound right.
But look how successful.
They've been great.
When they can take the nature of a woman, whether you believe in this term, in this lifestyle, you want to be a mother or not, they have managed to take the nature of a woman and pervert it to the point where women are standing up and marching and carrying signs and saying, we have a right to kill our babies. That's some good PR. You know, that's some devilish stuff.
Yeah, but it's the mentality of it. It's the, you know, again, as you said earlier, which is so true, they're so demented in the way they're thinking as to what they believe to be right or wrong or what have you. And you know, they tried to twist. Remember years ago when that study came out that proved that leftism, the left ideology and thinking was actually a mental illness? They tried to turn that into it was the right side, right? It was conservatives that had the mental illness. And I was
really?
Laughed at that. Oh, yeah, they tried to spin that five ways to Sunday. And you can't...
obvious. Whether or not you want to stick to your point of view or not, it's obvious that the mental illness side comes along with the left. And you can still stick with it. But they're clearly the most unhappy people. So we're being bullied by a group of people who are, as we've clarified in this conversation, demonic, unhappy, what else? Self-centered. And we have to have these discussions with them, which I find insane. It's like letting your children run your house, and then you want to explain to them why your ideas are better. we have to just say no. We have to really just, like, cut this crap because we see where we are now. We see where this has gotten us. I don't want to say it's, you know, no return at this point. I'm believing that we can fix this. But
well,
it's
I think the only way you can turn this around is for Christians to actually decide God exists. They have to honor him by stepping out of what he says and not allow people to hurt his children.
That's it. And we have, you know, for those of you who didn't want to have to be pushed into that corner, it's exactly where we are. There is no other answer. It's interesting because, like I said, I was watching this discussion between young people. And I say young people, they're in their 30s, from Palestine and from Gaza, and young people from Israel. And I was watching them have this very thoughtful discussion, and I learned a lot about what both sides feel, what they think, and what they think the solutions should be. But I will say, and I watched my pastor do a live interpretation this week as well, just talking to them about the Bible and the Old Testament. And he didn't get into the politics of it. He didn't get into the history of it and who did what when and what wars and how who's the oppressor. He only talked about God. And I think that everybody right now is being forced to look at that option because it appears to be, I'm just saying, it appears to be the only remedy.
Well, all right, I'm gonna take a little different tact than you. The problem I see, the challenge. I like that better. The challenge that I see is they have been brainwashed into believing there's no supreme being, there's no God, there's no supernatural foo-foo. They don't even think about turning in that direction. And my complaint, if I had one at this point, to Christian parents, when do you start teaching your kids to be stronger? You know, those kids, you and I are not going to reach that 15, 16, 17-year-old in high school. But 15, 16, 17-year-old Christians will reach the unchurched, the ungodly in high school. But they who have the truth are afraid to speak the truth. Why?
I think there's a lot of reasons why. If you're asking why adults...
Wait a minute. I'm not asking you why it's selfish. That same Christian kid.
No.
If you asked him, I don't know, what his favorite band was or particular item that he's willing to fight for, is he still willing to fight for God to save somebody's soul?
And that's what I was getting ready to say. It's not that he thinks it's selfish. It's just once they started removing God and mocking God, then it became uncool. It's the same reason we don't want to bring up chocolates at the Thanksgiving. Pardon me, I've got my retainer in. It's the same reason that we won't, because we don't want the hassle. We don't want to have fingers pointed at us. We don't want to get kicked out of the tribe. And if you don't,
I start my own tribe.
Well, you would, but you're talking about the average person is not courageous. Okay, and unfortunately, our society, America now, is you have to be dang dong courageous to lift up God in your social circles. I had the privilege today.
You got 30 seconds. Go ahead.
I went to my grandson's school. It was a Christian school. They had chapel today. These kids couldn't be more excited and hungry for God's word, and it was genuine. I was blown away.
Well, we can be blown away some more when we come back in the next hour.
All right.
We got a lot to deal with. Anyway, Joe Messina, your host. Then. Tanya Schmidt, your co-host. We'll be back in a few minutes, people. Don't go far.